Cosmetic surgery, once a privilege of the rich, is now reshaping women and men of all ages and incomes. You can opt for a total facelift or just gentle Botox injections that stretch your wrinkles and smooth your skin for up to 6 months. After all, it's important to look good. I learned from a leaflet I picked up in a cozy waiting room of one of several state-of-the-art clinics in Prague. Without a doubt, I agree. After all, what sells more than design? This particular clinic serves mainly Czech women aged 35 plus with a middle and higher income. Well, you would be surprised how many women are willing to invest a great deal into their appearance, explains Alice Hoft van Housdaunen, the Dutch owner of the clinic, when I frown at the price of a single Botox injection. While I keep frowning, not caring about the deepening wrinkle on my forehead, Alice tells me about the growing number of foreign clients. They kill two birds with one stone. They get treatment for half the price they would pay back in the native country and have the chance to spend some time admiring the sights of the Czech capital. Beauty tourism is a boom industry.
I was in to have Botox a couple of weeks ago, and as I live in England and couldn't come in for a follow-up appointment, the nurse asked me to email to let you know the results. Well, I'm absolutely delighted. All my lines have disappeared, but I still look very natural. I've been recommending you to all my friends. See you in 6 months for a top-up and hopefully some treatment.
Reads an email from satisfied customer Julia. Alice Hoft van Housdaunen continues.
People in the UK find us through the web and they either send us an email or they call us and they come for their treatment and they're very happy.
So basically they call you, they arrange the meeting, ask a few questions, fly over here, get the treatment, look around Prague, go back home.
Yeah, that's what they usually do. We also have a lot of business people flying in and they fly in regularly and they come in and have the treatment and next time they're back they come in again, which is excellent.
If you were to compare price of treatment...
We are 50% cheaper on average compared to Holland, but also compared to the UK and even to the United States. We are 30 to 40% cheaper.
And what is cheaper? Is it staff or products?
Products are the same, but I think the labor costs in the end are lower.
That's why it would be worth traveling from UK to have some kind of treatment.
Yeah, especially flying in from the UK at the moment, that hardly costs anything anymore with all those cheap airlines. It saves a lot of money. Even if you stay here for a couple of days and you don't book yourself in a very expensive hotel, it really makes sense to come here and get the treatment done because we are, well, just as good and I think even better than a lot of clinics outside Czech Republic or in the UK or in Holland. And you will get it for 50% less.
When I ask whether I can talk to one of her foreign clients, she promises to check the appointments and call back. She does, inviting me to meet Julia. She's nothing like I had imagined her to be, neither Barbie nor a beast, but an attractive, mature, charismatic woman.
I'm Julia Vos. I'm from Holland. I'm 38. I'm coming for the Botox treatment. I heard here is a very good clinic. I checked all the treatments on the internet and I compared it with prices in Holland and it's really much cheaper and it's worth it to combine it just with a nice trip to Prague. So that's why I'm here.
So basically you will come home beautiful and younger.
Hopefully. I don't know. I don't think that you will really see, but the most important is that I will see it and that I will see the difference. And it's not like that I want my friends not to recognize me anymore. It's just have a fresher look.
So what was the main reason for coming over to Prague? Was it
have nice lunches and dinners here?
What were the reactions of people back at home?
They were like more like, why are you going to Prague to have it done? Why you can do it here as well? And Czech Republic. But the doctors are so professional here as well. They have the right knowledge and they are trained by Dutch doctors. I'm really like feeling comfortable here. It's nothing that I think, something strange.
Do you think that this kind of tourism for beauty is going to grow and more people from Holland or UK or America is going to fly over?
I hope they will do it because they can also combine it with some nice facials. It's also much cheaper here to have the manicure, the pedicure done and make some kind of beauty weekend to combine it with some culture things from Prague, because I think Prague is a really beautiful city in Europe.
However ridiculous it struck me at the beginning, I soon realized that this is a rapidly expanding business. This became even clearer when I spoke to expats Mitch Berman and Peter Kasimati. The two business partners have launched an agency to serve as a middleman between Czech clinics and foreign, mainly English-speaking clients. Their agency arranges everything, finds the clinic, accommodation, arranges sightseeing tours, and much more. Here is Mitch.
First is peace of mind, that when you're coming to take advantage of treatment here, you don't have to worry about the quality of the medical treatment. All of the surgeons are fully experienced and trained and practiced. Secondly, there's a high level of financial value in the treatments here, that you're getting a significant degree of service for your investment. And then finally, you come to Prague because it's acknowledged as being one of the gems of Europe. And if you have an opportunity to come here for the treatment and your total outlay on your holiday and your treatment ends up being the same or less as it would if you were to stay in your home country, then that's a pretty powerful argument for considering doing the surgery or the cosmetic treatment here.
Mitch's partner, Peter, has himself had a troublesome wrinkle smoothed out with a Botox injection. He thinks particularly highly of Czech dental care.
A lot of people from Western Europe are already going to Hungary, particularly for dental treatments. So Hungary's become a bit of a centre for dental. Czech Republic has got potential to take a similar position in dental treatments. Prague is probably the leader in cosmetic surgery in Central Europe for medical tourism. Other countries such as South Africa, Greece, Tunisia have been, let's say, long established in cosmetic surgery tourism.
Do you think that Czech Republic has a chance to beat all these established countries?
I think Czech Republic has got a chance to become a bit of a center of medical business in various things, including this.
Good for tourism, even better for Prague. Could cosmetic tourism one day end up luring as many visitors as the famed Czech beer?
I'm not certain that this is necessarily going to bring in more tourists than are already here, but if you consider that there might just be a shift in the type of tourists, given percentage of the existing number of tourists that will be coming increasingly for cosmetic treatments as well. Because I think many people who would be planning to come to Prague anyway might look at this as an added opportunity. That as long as I'm going to be in Prague, maybe I should go ahead and consider getting that treatment that I've been weighing for some time.
So are you saying that all stag parties will consider having some kind of treatment? Returning back as, you know, beautiful man.
I'm not confident that that will happen. I mean, maybe it's likely that some of the so-called hen parties, you know, may end up starting to look into these possibilities.
In a faster, flickering image-rich world, transforming your appearance might be the quickest route to transforming your whole life. After all, as the Europeans are learning, it is what's on the outside that counts, concludes a Time article. It seems it is high time to update guidebooks. The Czech Republic is famous for its beer, historic sites, girls, cut glass, and affordable cosmetic surgery.
And that report brings us to the end of today's program here.